All right, welcome to the Spoutcast. My name is Christian Warren, and here with me for the first time from the absent Sarah Wells, she is in Chicago, is a good friend of mine, Megan Jade. Megan, how are you?
I'm great, Christian. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, Megan, I am under the impression that you know Sarah Wells.
I know Sarah very well, actually.
Yes. I'm also under the impression that you've never actually listened to the Spoutcast before.
And that impression is absolutely correct.
Now, can I ask you why you've never listened to this podcast before?
Okay. So I've actually been thinking about this, why, like what my reasoning would be and how I would defend myself. And here's how this worked out, Christian.
Okay.
I know Sarah Wells very well. And when Sarah told me
Did you know Sarah, like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this over here. Did you know Sarah has diabetes?
Yeah. And her pump is called Pam. Bet you didn't know that.
Pam, like from The Office. Okay, Pam, keep going.
It regulates her insulin.
Okay.
Yeah. Her blood sugar, really. Anyways, so Sarah told me that this podcast, and I was like, Sarah.
Spoutcast, but it's like,
so, excuse me, Spoutcast.
Yeah.
Forgot that everything on the well has to do with water.
Yeah, well.
So, I get it. Well, totally. Water. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, so Sarah told me, oh, Megan, I'm doing this Spoutcast, and I'm thinking, what in the world is Sarah Wells talking about on a podcast, you know? And she's like, oh, it's like current events and stuff. And I'm like, what? Like the specials at La Parisian Cafe? Or like, what are the current events that you know
things
about?
Things going on
honestly?
Well, Megan.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, Sarah Wells and current events of the United States of America just are not quite, you know.
So you're saying Sarah doesn't normally watch the news at night? Is what
I think that if Sarah had to read a newspaper, she would be exhausted.
Ah,
that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad,
no.
She's just not her thing. And
gotcha.
So like we have these conversations where I'm like, did you hear about this? And she's like, no, but did you hear about Spring Teenie happening in this shopping center? And I'm thinking, no, but you know, that's what makes
totally.
Great friends.
I feel like I'm going to defend Sarah a little bit here because the only source of, I would read the Fresno Bee and I'll read the USA Today app, but like the real source of news I get most every week is the Colbert Report.
I love Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, so that, I mean, honestly, I can't say that I'm all that much better because people go, did you hear about that? I'm like, yeah, Colbert talked about that.
Yeah, and he probably just made fun of it. So it doesn't
exactly.
You don't even know if it's real.
Exactly. So for someone who's never listened to the Spoutcast, basically, we want to give an overview of the whole episode for all of our listeners out there. And so today, Megan and I are going to be talking about last week's quote unquote sermon. We'll call them videos that were played at the well. We're also going to be talking about some things to do here in Fresno this coming weekend, maybe some current events that Megan will bring to the table. And, well, maybe you have some current events, maybe?
No, I don't actually read the news.
Oh,
so.
You just make fun of Sarah for
right,
it.
I just make fun of Sarah okay. for it, but I'm really the same.
Okay. And then we'll also interview a friend of mine. His name is Dave Johnson, and we'll be talking about residency, and we'll go over our top three favorite things to order at a coffee shop, which I think you're really excited about, right?
I actually am. I like coffee, yeah. And I like shops. So.
Now, at the very end of the show, we're going to switch things up a bit, and we are going to do the emails and the thank yous and the announcements all at the end of the show, which has been different for people who listen, okay? And what we're going to do is read off the emails, and by the end of the show, we're going to give away $10 to iTunes, so that's pretty
Sweet.
Exciting. Not to you, but to the people who've emailed in.
Before. I just want to say that for those of you out here there who have never heard this show, like, I'm reaching a new group of people
you
today.
You absolutely are.
Like, I am reaching out.
And what we hope for is that people that listen would tell their friends or they subscribe their friends on iTunes. They go, hey, you should listen to the Spoutcast. You go to the well, you should totally listen to the Spoutcast. And I know this for a fact that there are people that do not go to the well that listen to the Spout because they just want to know what's happening with people at the well, friends of the well, all of the above.
And then if someone says, you know, I've never actually listened to it, they could say, well, one of the co-hosts this week could never listen to it. So there's that. You have that in common.
You could say that
yeah.
as well.
So, and then that brings more listeners.
Megan, I want to tell you about something really cool I learned today, okay?
Ooh, I'm
and
excited.
This inspired our music for the week.
Okay.
I was, you know, just hitting up my casual tablemountaincasino.org, and I don't actually go there often, but I was hitting it up.
Right, so
and
we have a gambling problem on our hands, everyone.
Well,
Christian Warren,
the thing
woo!
Is I was on the website because they sometimes have shows there, and I learned that Michael Bolton was playing there, and I was like, after Dancing with the Stars, I want to see Michael Bolton live.
Absolutely.
But I also noticed that there is a band called Goo Goo Dolls, which is probably one of my all-time favorite bands ever. And they're playing at Table Mountain Casino on June 1st of 2011. So the music this week is by the Goo Goo Dolls, and it's one of my favorite songs called Name. Have you heard of this song?
No. Is it old, new?
It's pretty old.
Okay.
But
is it like Iris old?
It's older than Iris, I think, actually.
Yeah,
it's pretty old. But anyways, so this week's music is Goo Goo Dolls. And up next, we're going to be talking about the sermon this past week and about Serve Day, which kind of tied in together. So we'll be right back. Sarah.
Oh gosh. Christian.
Please cut that out, because this is awful. This is really bad.
Welcome back. Christian always calls me Sarah.
Wait, are you recording? Okay. All right. Let's just keep going.
Megan, Christian. I've met you about 300 times now. I used to work with your wife.
So bad. Anyways, Megan, I just want to say this, okay? And I should have mentioned this the first segment. First of all, I am so sorry. I am really sorry. This is about the 17th time I've done this, and I was like, I'm not going to do that over the air.
And in any other context, you usually call me Megan, so I can't figure out why.
I know, and I always go, Megan Jane, how's it going?
There's something about this recording studio that screams Sarah.
Exactly. So,
that's terrifying.
Megan, one thing that I want to say that I should have mentioned in the previous segment, but see, the thing is that on this podcast is I'm trying to figure out like a tagline for the podcast. Like when we intro the podcast, like, you know, it goes, hey, I'm Christian and I'm Megan and we're spouting off the news, you guys, or something like that. Okay.
Right.
But what we want is for our audience members, the people that listen to the show, to come up with a tagline for us and email us in. Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
At thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. So we want them to come up with this slogan or what's tagline essentially.
Okay.
And email us in with a good one and we'll start doing that for the rest of our lives, basically. Is that cool?
I'm loving that.
Yeah, all right. You got an idea? A tagline?
Well, I kind of did, but it's a little bit, it's premature. I should probably
think about it. Is it pretty edgy?
Maybe.
All right, go for it.
Well, I mean, I just said it was premature. I can't really say it out loud yet.
Okay. Well, maybe by the end of the show.
I will have it.
All right, deal.
Okay.
Megan, did you go to church this past weekend?
You know what? I did not. Thank
you,
Christian.
This is my favorite part of the show, because every time I ask, hey, did you go to church? No, I didn't go to the church this past weekend. What's up with people? You guys don't go to church?
Well, I do go to church, but I work 6 days a week.
Okay.
And so on Sundays, when I have to catch up with homework, I usually do that. When it's like a really rough Sunday for homework, you know?
Well, let me say this. Church was totally different this week. It wasn't like a normal sermon from the stage, and there was two videos that were played, okay? And for those of you who went to church this week or you didn't go to church this week, the first video was Brad basically all over Fresno. More in the areas of downtown Fresno. At one point, he was on top of the building. I think it was the Fresno Bank or whatever. And then he was like walking and it was kind of shot like a Numa video in a sense.
Oh.
Have you seen those before?
Rob Bell.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Wait. Time on. Don't you know a guy named Rob Bell that I know? Totally different guy. From Mount Hermon?
No.
You don't know him?
I'm a Hume Laker, not a Mount Hermoner.
Who's that Mount Hermoner?
Megan Eldridge maybe. Or Beth.
I don't know. Bartlett? That's really strange because I think you're friends with him on Facebook. Irregardless, okay?
Rob Bell?
Yeah.
I don't know. I usually just delete people named Rob Bell from Facebook.
Oh,
so,
okay. You're that person.
I'm that girl.
Anyways, so he did a Numa video-esque video just talking about Fresno and how we as the Well want to get away from doing what is called a serve day, D-A-Y, and kind of move into a lifestyle of serve day, serve God like Agnes Day, like
D-E-I.
D-E-I, yeah.
Got you.
At first, I thought that was kind of corny, but over time, I was like, you know what? It actually totally fits. It works, and it's serve God, and that's exactly what we want the people of the Well to do. And You know, I wish we could get some of the guys that spoke on stage, because after that video was a little interview with a guy named Dave Obwald, who we've had on the Spoutcast before, and Andrew File, who we have yet to have on the Spoutcast, but I'd love to get him on here.
But he's a cool guy.
Both of those guys are cool guys. Andrew's a great guy.
Yeah.
And you want to hear how terrible of a husband I am?
Sure.
Okay, so it was Lacey's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have any plans for us. And I was like, we'll go to dinner together. But I never thought to myself, hey, I should invite like some of our friends, right? And so Andrew calls me and he's like, what are you doing for Lacey's birthday? I'm like, I don't know. We're going to go to dinner. We're going to go Sal's. And he's like, why don't we like surprise her? I'm like, I should have thought of that like 6 months ago. So
he's a better husband to your wife than you are, is what you're saying.
Yes. You could say that. So they're on the stage, they're talking, and they're basically talking about why the church is moving in this direction. Because ultimately what we've seen is that the Well in the past has provided a program for the regular church attender on a day, on a Sunday, and say, hey, show up here and be missional for a day.
Right.
Okay. And what we want to do is get away from that and say that you can be missional every day. Missional should be a lifestyle, not just one day out of the year where you go, I'm going to go south of Shaw and serve. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But instead it's like, look, you can be missional every day of the week with your neighbors, with your friends, with people in a carpool, with people on your kids' sports teams, with people in class, whatever that may be. We want it to be a lifestyle instead of a day. Okay. And you are aware of, each member of the church was given a packet with $5 in it as well.
Yes.
And, so basically what I kind of want to talk with you about is what are some ideas to use these $5 for, because the Well's goal was to give everybody $5 and say, be missional, live a lifestyle of missions to kind of get people on the path of serving God, not just one day a week or one day a year, but as a lifestyle.
Yeah. And I've actually heard some really great ideas.
Was this a good overview?
That was a great overview. Yeah. For those of you who didn't go to church like me, you just went to church. So
you, and right now, bing bang bong, right?
Exactly.
So what are some ideas that you and thoughts you have maybe to forward to spending that $5? And what we'd also love is for people who listen to the show to maybe come up with some ideas and we can read them on the air next week if people have any ideas.
Yeah, that's great. That's, I think this is the part where you plug the email address again.
TheSpoutPodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Good job.
Thank you. So the idea that I heard last night that I thought was just incredible was from a guy's life group at the Well, just young 20-something guys putting all their money together and going down to there's like a dirt lot downtown somewhere. I can't remember the exact streets that they had said, but just doing a cookout, like having a barbecue and like inviting like people in that area to come down, and then having like a wiffle ball game and just kind of spending their money on feeding these people and then playing wiffle ball, which is a super fun time. That's
good connecting.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what was something that they mentioned from the stage this past week is that like doing events like that are really good because you're not just giving free stuff to people.
Right.
In fact, you're giving them free stuff, but then you're also being intentional and building community in a
sense.
Right. And
I don't know if you've ever played wiffle ball, but it's probably one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life.
It sure is. So. And, you know, I like wiffle ball, but there is also this game I can't think of right now, but you could play it on the sand with these little, like, it looks like a tennis ball racket and you like hit a ball back and forth.
Badminton?
No, it's stick ball. I think that's what it's called.
Stick ball.
Yeah. Forget it. I got a great idea.
That sounds like a great, we should use our money to drive to the beach with all the homeless people.
Anytime I say something rather stupid, Megan looks at me with like the worst look of all.
Saying
something's awful.
Well, I was just thinking like with that idea, we could play stickball at the beach. We could just get a bus full of people and drive to the beach.
We could.
I mean, that'd be
great community.
That might be a great thing with stickball there, Christian.
Speaking of water and the beach, here was my idea that I have, because I live in an area of town called Pinedale. You heard of Pinedale?
Woo-woo!
That's right. Pinedale's awesome. And in Pinedale, we just have a lot of cars. This is not anything against my neighborhood, but there's a lot of cars on our street, and a lot of the cars on our street are fairly dirty because people are either lazy or they just don't want to clean their car in a sense. And so my thought,
or maybe
was,
they don't have soap.
Yeah, that could be the case. And so my thought was, is getting together with some neighbors that also attend the Well and basically, you know, spend about $15 on some car wash supplies.
Soap.
Soap. Yes. And maybe some brushes or whatever. Those little things that clean
squeegees.
The windshield.
Squeegees. Those are the best.
And just get together and like wash the cars and talk to the people as we're washing their cars.
Oh, that's great.
It's super. And we would just say like, you know, from 1 to 3, we're going to be washing cars, put a flyer in everybody's house or whatever.
That's a really cool idea.
That's my idea. You know, it could happen. I still got to talk to people from the well that live around me, but I think that could be a really good idea. Another idea that I thought of is... going off of your wiffle ball idea, kind of morphing it a little bit, but we have an ice cream truck that drives by our house every day, and I've seen kids around our neighborhood go up to the ice cream truck but never have enough money to buy like the really good ice creams.
Right.
Did you ever used to buy ice cream from an ice cream truck?
Very rarely.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can either get the little like icicle pop that costs about 25 cents.
Right.
That is basically like... melted sugar frozen, which is pretty nasty. But then there's these like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle popsicles.
With the bubblegum eyes.
With the bubblegum eyeballs that
are
bomb.
Oh yeah, those are bomb.
And so I thought maybe what I could do is with $5, I could probably buy about 2 or 3 of these for these kids, buy them some ice cream. I'll get some ice cream myself. And we just sit around and like play with my dog on my front lawn.
That's super fun.
Super easy, right? Yeah. And honestly, it just builds community. It builds relationships with my neighbors. And I've talked about on the show before how I have a hard time even talking to my neighbors, even about church or whatever. But I think this is a good bridge to talk to them.
Yeah, I think another idea that would be great is there's a lot of laundromats around town and people spend hours there.
Absolutely.
And I think it'd be cool to take that $5, put that $5 in the change machine and just hand somebody the quarters and just help them do their laundry. What a cool day that would be.
Maybe help a guy help a guy do their laundry and a girl help their girl do the laundry.
Wait, for obvious reasons. I'm just saying, like, usually families hang out there. Like,
absolutely.
Families all day long, and you just bring them the money, and you hang out, and you help people do their laundry. Or, I mean, that might be weird. People might be weirded out by
not
that. So you give
all.
Them the change, and you talk to them, and you tell them, like, ask them about their lives, things like that.
Honestly, like, I lived in Santa Cruz for 5 years, and a lot of houses in Santa Cruz are just really small houses, so laundromats or laundry things in Santa Cruz, like washer and dryer, weren't as common.
Right.
So you'd have to go to a laundromat, and I'd spend 3 hours there
right.
doing laundry. And that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I actually live in a complex downtown, an apartment complex, and the only thing we have available are coin-operated laundry
machines. Yeah, and you probably spend a long time there.
I do. And I wish that that was a place where more people gathered and we actually, like, you know, interacted with each other rather than just reading a book or a magazine or ignoring everyone around you.
Did you ever watch the television show Friends? Or maybe it was Seinfeld.
Is this one of those things where I'm supposed to say no because it's like a bad show, I shouldn't watch it? Because yes, I did watch
well,
it.
Well, I remember them going to like the laundromat every once. Maybe it was Seinfeld.
Yeah. Both, actually,
and
I'm
they
sure.
always would like have like conversations there.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when I was about to wash my clothes in Santa Cruz, I was like, I want to have a conversation with somebody, but no one ever wanted to talk. It was like everyone was stone-faced and just wanted to go about their day.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. But, you know, and I think
I've
realized...
You're spouting off some great ideas.
We're spouting off all these good ideas. Yeah. And see, here's the thing, Christian, is what I really like about that is that I think communication with strangers is really awkward at first. But when as you start to talk to somebody, I think they really appreciate it. I think
absolutely.
Like that initiation of that conversation is a little bit strange or
even
awkward.
Even you
but...
putting quarters in their machine, I think, breaks the ice a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And just saying like, hey, I have this $5 that I'm supposed to use, like... for somebody else.
Yeah, that's
and,
awesome.
And I want to give you this change. Like,
so,
and can I help you?
Exactly.
Easy.
And so with whatever our listeners choose to do, the well as a whole has set up a website. It's just serveday, I think, .org or serveday.com. And you can go to thewellcommunity.org. You can click on the serveday button. It'll send you to the serveday website. And we just want to hear your story. We want to hear what you do with the $5 as a small group, as an individual. We just want to hear your stories and we want to share them at the well. And if you go to that serveday website now, there's tons and tons of stories already about what people have used this $5 for. And it's so cool, Megan, to see people of our church realize that it's not about just serving God one day. It's not about serving Fresno one day, but it's about a lifestyle of service. And I think it's really cool that our church is moving in that direction. And to be honest, I think this is going to be very uncomfortable for a lot of people at the well.
Absolutely.
I think you're absolutely right about that initial conversation is just super uncomfortable. But ultimately, I think what it does is it allows us to actually in a sense, be Christians. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we live these lives of just going to church every single Sunday. We do nothing about it. We show up to church the next Sunday and it's the easiest thing in the world. You know what I mean? And I think that God wants us to live outside of our comfort zone. And I think this is the perfect way to do that.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage everybody to not just think of the simple task of, hey, I'm just going to donate this $5 to the Poverello House or something, but I'm actually going to be missional. It's going to be a lifestyle, not just the thing that I do or donate.
Yeah. And you know what I think, just to kind of like wrap that up is that one of the most impactful things in my life has when people have been generous to me.
Absolutely.
Like generosity is life transformational. There's something about, I remember driving through Starbucks one day and the lady in front of me just bought my car, like paid for the car behind her. And I happened to be the car behind her. And I just remember it changed my entire outlook that day of like a $4 coffee drink that this woman didn't have to buy for me. And it just changed my mind. It just changed everything about my day. And I just think that generosity is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And the thing is like, I think what really separates us as Christians from non-Christians is like, I believe that non-Christians can be super generous, but I think the extra step of actually being intentional with community and trying to like talk to these people is like huge. And I think that's exactly what God wants us to do, and not let just service and serving God be about just serving people who are less fortunate than us, but our next door neighbors as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you want to share your stories, share them at thewellcommunity.org, click the serve day button, or share your stories of what you're planning on using the $5 for here on the Spoutcast, and just let us know. Email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com, or we've talked about this before, we have a facebook.com/spoutcast. You could type those up as well. We're gonna listen to some more Goo Goo Dolls, and up next we'll be talking about some things to do and some current events, which apparently Sarah is not good at, but Megan is very good at current events.
No,
not good.
Don't count on it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Letters that you never meant to send, lost and thrown away.
All right. Well, Megan, we are going to talk about some upcoming events, some things to do here in Fresno. I'm really excited about this bit because I got two things I really want to talk about. Okay.
Oh, please do.
And then maybe we'll talk about three things, but two things I really want to talk about. Okay.
I feel bad for that third one.
It's just unimportant, really.
Okay.
The first thing I want to talk about is the last couple of weeks I've been chatting about things to do in Fresno, and I always just mention a movie in Fresno, and it's coming out. And the first time I mentioned like a Diary of a Wimpy Kid, great movie, fun, it was appropriate or whatever. Then I mentioned this movie last week that I had no intention of seeing, but I think if you're a Christian and you believe in God, then you should see this movie. That's...
That was bold.
No.
So now if you're a Christian but you don't believe in God and you don't see this movie, then you never have a chance.
No, I'm just saying like there was this movie that came out this past week called Soul Surfer. It was a very Christian movie, but
it was actually your top in the box office.
I know. I was shocked.
It's doing really well.
That, yeah, exactly. And I think it's a good story. I read the book when I was younger, so I understand it. No offense to the movie or anything that happened. It's cool. It's just a very Christian-y movie. You know what I mean?
I don't know that I do, Christian. Why don't you elaborate?
I don't know. I am a big movie buff. And so like a movie like that does not intrigue me. And they're selling it as though like, oh, it's Carrie Underwood's first movie. Anyways, I heard a lot of good things about it. I won't rag on it anymore. Fair enough.
Right. You haven't seen it though?
I have not seen it.
Oh, because when you prefaced this movie, you said if you're a Christian and you believe in God, you should probably see this movie. So I'm a little nervous.
That's
junior hires that you passed.
That's the way I felt when I saw the trailer, and I've been like the blogs I read, it's like, you gotta see Soul Surfer. But because it's even in the title, soul, like you're searching your soul, you're surfing your soul.
This just got weird. I don't think that's theologically sound, but we'll deal with it.
Anyways, there's a movie coming out this week, two movies coming out this week, and that I'm really excited about. I'm a big fan of smart, well-crafted animated films. such as the new movie Rio coming out. And they're basically selling this movie as Angry Birds the movie. Are you a fan of Angry Birds the video game?
No, but I do know that this is a game that Sarah Wells has had to delete off of her iPhone multiple times because she becomes addicted.
I think I've actually seen her when we're doing a podcast play Angry Birds.
And then she'll, like, a few hours later, have to delete the app.
I've had to do that with Words with Friends.
Oh,
so, yeah. Because
I just resign my games. I'm one of those.
You're just like, I'm over it.
Yeah, I have some people that are pretty angry with me.
Do you
right
do
now.
That because you don't want to give them the assurance of winning?
No, I mean, I usually win all of the games, so.
But you just resign because you're that good.
No, well, yeah, that too. I'm bored or whatever. No,
oh,
actually,
totally.
It's just when I run out of time and then I'm like 6 or 7 or 8 days behind and I feel like, oh my gosh, I can't catch up. I just delete them because then I don't play for a month.
See, I just had to delete the game as a whole. I play chess with friends every once in a while, but you know, it's for more intellectual, smart people out there. You know, it's like, it's no big deal. You probably won't understand, but it's like, whatever. So,
I wish that podcasts could record
expressions. I really wish you could see facial expressions right now. Anyways, this movie's called Rio. It's coming out. And a couple reasons why I'm excited about this movie.
A couple
movie,
raisins. That's
a couple reasons why I'm excited.
That's perfect for the Central Valley.
A couple
Valley.
California raisins.
We're really into raisins up here.
Anyways, I'm a big fan of the show 30 Rock, as I believe you are as well.
I am actually. I'm reading Bossy Pants by Tina Fey right now.
Mr. Bossy Pants, yes. Yeah. It's a fantastic book. I just finished it.
And I think she is just fantastic.
She is
I'm not sure I'm endorsing the book because she does use profane language.
Yeah,
so.
I wouldn't endorse the book either. But the reason why I wanted to read it is because I love the show Saturday Night Live for most of the time. I think some sketches are pretty inappropriate. But I've watched that show since I was like 10 years old, and I just love reading about the history of SNL.
Right, and I'm fascinated by her because she's brilliant.
Like, yeah, she's a great writer.
Whether I agree with the sketches that she writes or not, she's a brilliant woman.
Absolutely. And on the show, Tracy Morgan is fantastic. I feel like he is a dirty comic outside of 30 Rock, but in the show, I feel like he's not as terrible. Anyways, he's a voice in Rio, okay? And he plays a bulldog in Rio, and I'm a big fan of bulldogs. I'm a big fan of Tracy
Fresno
Morgan.
Fresno State's Bulldogs, you know?
Tying it back in here.
Oh, got it. We're all about Fresno here at the Well.
That's right. But Tracy Morgan did a voice in a horrible movie called G-Force. Did you see that movie? It's about talking hamsters.
That's awful.
It's just pretty good stuff. Anyways, Tracy Morgan was the only funny part of the whole movie. So I'm excited to see him voice another character in Rio. And it's getting fantastic reviews. And let's talk about the movie I'm really excited about, okay?
Oh, yes.
And I just learned that you, Megan, are very excited about this movie as well.
I am, although you didn't believe that I knew what it was, which was offensive to me.
I'm assuming
it's because I'm a woman or something. But
yeah, because you're a woman.
Yeah.
Anyways, the movie is called The Conspirator, okay? And this movie...
Do you know who Robert Redford is? Was his exact response to me, so...
You're really just throwing everything out here live on the air. I did not know if you knew who Robert Redford was, but he is the director of the movie. And I'm a big fan of Robert Redford. He created the Sundance Film Festival. He is awesome. And he puts out great films. If you've ever seen a movie called The Horse Whisperer, it is a fantastic film. You've seen The Horse Whisperer?
I'm not into horses.
Lame. Horse Whisperers, I had my first Hollywood crush on someone in that movie.
On Robert Redford?
Yes. No, Scarlett Johansson was in that movie as a kid, and we were the same age in that movie, and I was like, I totally was crushing. Irregardless of that, The Conspirator is about Abraham Lincoln, and kind of they believe there's a conspiracy going on that he was killed by this woman in the movie, or this woman was a conspirator to
his death.
It looks like a fantastic film. It also has James McAvoy, who's in the upcoming X-Men movie.
I'm excited about because I love X-Men.
Dude,
I really do.
I'm a big fan of X-Men as well.
Except the third one, not too into it,
but one and two
were great.
Fantastic films. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And I know you guys are like, look, I listen because I want to hear about The Well, but I also really like movies, and I want to inform you guys about good movies coming out, and I want to inform you to avoid movies sometimes as well. I think that's fair to say on a podcast, right?
I think that's fair.
You got to let me be a little bit creative with the movies I enjoy. So check out The Conspirator and Rio. But there's one other thing happening this weekend in Fresno. Do you want to talk about it?
Which we are really excited about.
Now that I know what it is, I'm more excited about it. Do you want to talk about it, though?
I would love to talk about it.
Yes.
This weekend, Fresno State Vintage Days is happening.
Uh-huh.
April 15th, 16th, and 17th, which is all weekend. There are over 200 craft booths. So if you're a crafter.
If you're crafty.
If you're a craftateer.
That's what we call them in the biz. If you're crafty, you know. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If you're one of those. What,
if you're a one of those people that like scrapbook.
A scrapper.
A scrapper. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I've been to Vintage Days before. I totally forgot I went. I actually went with Jeff Bachman and his family.
So if you forgot, was it like not memorable?
No, I just didn't know it was called Vintage Days. But really cool because showed up there. There's bounce houses everywhere. And Jeff Bachman has kids. And they got to, you know, go on these bounce houses. You go to from booth to booth and you can get different. Like there's a little craft booth that will, you know, show you whatever they want you to build. There's a lot of like music being played. Lots
and there's
of,
a petting zoo for children.
There is a petting zoo
and there's
as
lots
well.
Of food and
yeah, tons of
things
food.
Like that. Vendors.
Yeah. I would compare it to any
fair.
Sort of festival or fair, basically.
Right.
It's pretty... it's pretty fun. I remember going with, I think as a family, I think it's a little more fun because it's an activity to do for a long period of time and you can kind of let your kids just kind of walk around. I went as, you know, just a friend with Jeff and I was like, this could be fun, but I think it'd be more fun with kids. And it's very kid friendly. I feel like it's, you know, more for the kids. But then again, I kind of forget about it a little bit. But if you're interested and you want something to do with your
family. And you're a crafty.
Or a scrapper.
Or a scrapper.
I'm more of the scrapper type.
Are you?
Well, I remember working at a summer camp called Camp Hammer. I've talked about it before. And they, we had scrapbookers come up most every other weekend to kind of, that they would use Camp Hammer's facilities as a scrapbooking site or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And when they would, I would host them. So I would get them hot water if they need hot water, or coffee if they need coffee, build them a fire, all of the above. But I would be fascinated that these women would stay up 18 to 20 hours just scrapbooking.
And chatting.
And just, chat stew. It was insane.
Yeah.
They would, and just about the most awful things, you know.
Oh, the best part.
not even like awful things, but they would just be like, what like talking about their neighbors or just stupid things like I could care less about, but I'd be building a fire and it'd take me 5 minutes to build a fire, but I'd be listening. So it'd take me about 30 minutes to build this fire. Fascinating.
They probably just thought you were incompetent.
Yeah. Look at that idiot over there.
Trying to build a fire for a half hour.
Man.
You were probably the topic of their conversation while they were scrapping.
Probably. Can I just say one thing
about
scrappers?
Oh, you see that guy Christian over there? He can't even build a fire.
If you know a scrapper or your mother is a scrapper or your father is a scrapper, it could potentially be.
Okay.
One thing I noticed
that was
about,
a really politically correct response.
Yeah, the one thing I could say about scrapbookers is they love like ice in everything. I need an ice water. I need an ice tea. And so finally we, you know, smartened up a little bit and we just put a giant bowl of ice out in front and they, in an hour, all the ice would be gone. People would just have cups of ice and chew on ice.
That's
this was
great.
Not just one scrapbooking site. This was the tens of thousands of women that came in loved ice.
Interesting.
So if you love scrapping and ice, you should go to Vintage Days.
I just don't know that we can, you know, we can call Vintage Days a scrapbooking fair.
No, it's more of an artsy. There's a lot of paintings,
yeah.
A lot of different nooks and tchotchke type things that you can purchase.
Perfect.
Exactly.
I think that's great. I love crafts.
So up next, we've got an exciting interview with Dave Johnson. We're going to be talking with him about residency and kind of what they do in residency, but also how you can sign up next year in residency. And we're also going to be talking about our top three things to order at a coffee shop. So that will be up next.
And I won't tell them your name. Scars are souvenirs you never lose. The past is never far.
All right, we are back and we are here with Dave Johnson. Dave, how you doing?
Great, great. How are you?
Dave, we met a while ago because I think you were recording some music here in the booth and mm-hmm. I think you've been going to the well for a long time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. A little over 3 years.
And just recently, you got a job at a different church, correct? You want to talk mm-hmm. about that? What church are you at right now?
The church I'm at is called New Harvest Church.
New Harvest. Is that new building over, where's that at?
It's on Herndon and Minnewawa. Well, Villa turns into Minnewawa after.
But it looks like a newer church, right?
Yeah, it used to be a fruit packing
fruit.
Place.
Oh, that's
they,
why
like,
it's
converted
kind of
it
shaped
and,
differently.
Yeah.
That's and you're enjoying your job. What do you do over there?
I'm their audio coordinator, but I also do random tech stuff too. So
if you've ever listened to a CD at the well, the first one was called Rain something. Rain in me.
Rain in us.
Rain in us. Yeah. Yeah. And the second one was called
God of love.
Love.
Wonders. God of love. and both those CDs, you basically produced them, right? Or
yeah,
mixed
much.
Them.
I recorded and mixed them and.
So if you like those CDs,
and they're both great.
They're both
I love
awesome.
Them.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. I think you helped with the newest one coming out as well, correct?
Yeah.
Your name's at least on there.
My name's on it, but I did honestly a very small part.
Okay. We're going to interview hopefully Gordon here in the next couple weeks, but yeah. So you worked there, but you've definitely helped out over here at the well mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And I just want to ask one question because Megan's in the room. Are you a listener of the Spoutcast?
I definitely am a listener.
See, everybody,
this is awful.
I say you have to fail.
I mean, who
a
isn't
bit.
A listener of the Spoutcast?
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's only the best Spoutcast, you know, out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I am reaching a different part of the population here. Okay,
oh, absolutely. Now, Dave, you—I know this because we were chatting before, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show. But for someone who works at another church, but you're also familiar with the well, you decided to get involved with our residency program, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's good. It's hard, but you know, it's good.
What exactly do you do in residency? And I believe Megan, you are in residency as well, correct?
I am.
And Sarah's in residency.
Who's Sarah?
Is she in residency?
Yes,
though?
She is. Yes, yeah. She is. But she's ditching this whole week to be in Chicago, so I'm not sure how dedicated she is.
Wow.
That's dubious.
She's gone.
Yeah, out.
So what exactly do you guys do in residency for those people unfamiliar with residency?
Well, this year it's different. It's an hour and a half each day instead of an hour, I think.
Wow.
But it's a very in-depth course over Bible and Old Testament, New Testament, Song of Solomon,
and
Revelation.
Who teaches that on a regular basis?
For the Old Testament portion, it's mostly been Mike Sladen.
Okay.
And then we were lucky to get Shay Sumlin, who's no longer, you know,
yeah.
here anymore. But he did Acts and Romans, which is awesome.
Nice.
And Rick Taylor is doing Revelation right now. And then Jared Rumley did Matthew a little while ago.
So it definitely switches up then.
And mm-hmm. Brad did Song of Solomon. And
Brad did Song of Solomon.
Oh, nice. So yeah. So you're not get. I see, first, I'm stupid, but I thought Rick taught it every morning. You
oh,
know?
No. Mm.
But do all these guys show up every morning, or it changes who shows up?
Yeah, it's crazy. They kind of just high five each other as they like switch off. It's
yeah, it's like wow. passing the baton.
No, not really.
No.
Now,
it's one teacher per morning.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And yeah. This is Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday.
It's Tuesday through Thursday right now. It was through Friday, but we
changed in January.
Yeah, we got like, oh, we're further along than we meant to be. So we're going to drop.
Gotcha. The only thing I've heard that's difficult with residency is it's extremely early in the morning. Is that correct?
It is early. Yeah. I mean, we start at 6 and you have to like be in your seat at 6 or you
have you ever been late?
I have been late.
Have you ever been late, Megan?
Yes, one time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You strike me as someone who would never show up late. Can you tell me what happened?
I actually don't really remember.
Well, how are you late, Dave?
I've been late from just not waking up.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Okay.
I was late one morning and it's because, well, I mean, it was because I was late, but
yeah.
I live downtown now.
Okay.
And I think sometimes I forget how far I live from residency because in the beginning of the year I lived literally like 0.5 miles away. And so then when I was living downtown, like I've missed residency for like being sick or other things,
but being
actually late and having to pay the $5 for being late.
Whoa.
It was one time.
That's actually really good though.
Yeah. And it's actually, you know, you feel like there's like so much pressure.
Yeah.
You like walk in and you have to have this like Bible cover that makes you look like a total geek.
Have you ever had that,
Dave? And
you
just feel like, oh,
the Bible
it's like the worst feeling in the world. When your iPhone hits 6 o'clock, it's like heart sinks.
When you guys walk in late, does everybody turn their heads and it's like just 1,000 eyes?
Oh yeah. People cheer sometimes.
Like, Mike's really good about like, oh, $5.
And you have to pay right then and there.
Mike's a business. Man, he wants that money, so he's like, more people be late, you know.
Yeah. For those people who are unfamiliar with residency, don't think that residency is this like corrupt system where you have to pay $5 and you have to have a Bible.
No, that's exactly what you want. Yeah. We want you to think,
but ultimately, you're going through the Old Testament, the New Testament, a bunch mm-hmm. of different things in the Bible,
yeah. right?
And now, I believe it's a 9-month long program, correct?
Mm-hmm. It is,
and you guys started in September. Mm-hmm. And when do you finish?
We'll be done, I think it's the first week of May, the end of that week. So we're getting close. We have our test coming up, which is like the big
terrifying
the big thing. But yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. People might stop listening to the podcast, but can I just say a beef about the test?
I'm not really sure that's the way that you should start this segment. People might stop listening, but I'm going to risk it.
Here's what I want to say, okay? Tests to me are, in school at least, tests are a big deal. You know, you need to study. I'm not that great of a test taker, but you need to study. You need to get a good grade, right? Yeah,
right.
What I don't understand is with residency, it's not like a pass or fail type thing. You just have to take a test. And that's like, that's it. You're not getting an A or an F, correct?
You do get
What's the big deal about it? Everyone freaks out about the test.
You do get a grade.
Okay.
And you're right. There's no like, oh, well, you don't get to graduate or something. But yeah. It's like when you spent that long, you know, being committed to something and like you want to do well, it's important.
Yeah, it's the personal investment. And
absolutely.
It's because, you know, like, it's not just knowledge you're walking away with, like, what's 5 + 2, you know? It's like stuff that you want to have memorized in your heart,
absolutely.
Knowledge and head knowledge mm-hmm. for a long time. It's the mm-hmm. Bible. So it's important.
And yeah, it's not just like random facts about them. I mean, it's like stuff that you can, that will help you, you know, walk someone else through.
Is it more application of what you learn versus like Noah built an ark? How long was the front of the boat? Not questions like that. Are there?
I think they're more of overview than they are specific answers like that. I mean, I'm sure there'll be questions about, like, for instance, I'm sure the question on there will be, what were the 3 promises made to Abraham? Like, mm-hmm. nation, seed, blessing. Like, I guarantee that will be on
you're
the
gonna
test.
Get a good grade.
Megan's right. been studying already.
You haven't studied yet?
No, I just have a wicked memory.
For as much as it may feel like a class, for as much as it may feel like, oh, that you have to pay $5, I think ultimately that's not the heart of residency, right?
Right.
And you guys go on retreats, or you've been on a retreat
mm-hmm.
at least
mm-hmm.
once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a fall and spring retreat.
And are residency members required to go to Israel, or you're encouraged to go to Israel?
You're heavily, heavily encouraged to go, but it's
rather
required.
Expensive, correct?
It's quite expensive.
It's quite expensive. Yeah.
Now, with your job over at New Harvest and everything, are you pretty tired by the end of the day waking up that early, or?
I mean, I'm used to it now, but I mean, the first couple months, it was really hard to just
get used to
I don't
that.
I'm just not used to going for that long all day.
Yeah.
I would try to like work in a nap before I went to work, you know, but you're at work for like way longer. So
now, Dave, do you hit up a coffee shop in the morning, or how does that work?
You know, I have my roommate, Chris Hensley.
Okay.
Has a really awesome Keurig coffee maker thing. That's
he's one of those like pretty fancy.
This
rich,
is a really great shout out for Chris right now.
Yeah,
he's a cool guy.
What's up, Hensley?
Chris is a cool
I don't know
guy.
If he listens.
I don't know.
Well,
he needs
maybe
to.
He should, because he's getting a shout out.
That's
right.
Now. That's right.
But it makes it the perfect amount of coffee.
I think two of your roommates got a shout out as well. I shouted out Gordon.
That's
as well.
True.
Yeah.
I live with Gordon.
Yeah.
And with Chris.
Apparently you have shout out worthy roommates.
That's right. So besides Chris making this coffee.
Oh, he doesn't. Sorry.
Well, it's just a machine.
He doesn't
right?
make the coffee. Yeah. He has the machine and yeah. I'm allowed to.
Oh, the little like. The
you
little.
Put the
oh,
little
yeah.
In
okay.
And,
now I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Those are wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just like but what I was thinking about is like, because it's so early and I actually mm-hmm. wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and make myself coffee. But every Wednesday and Friday, I like to frequent the Iron Bird Cafe. And I always have like things that I like to order that early in the morning that kind mm-hmm. of help me wake up in a sense. And so I thought today for our top 3, Dave, we could do top 3 things that we like to order at a coffee shop.
That sounds good.
Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. And so Megan, we'll start with you and we'll kind of go around in a circle here.
So we do one each?
We do one each. So we'll start with 3 and then we'll get to number 1. Okay.
Okay. I do have one question though, yes. Christian. I frequent the Iron Bird Cafe
yeah.
quite often.
Wednesdays and Fridays, 7 to 8:15.
Interesting. I'm probably not there that
you're
early.
At residency.
That's true.
Right.
So that's okay. why you would not see me.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah, I run into a lot of great people at Iron Bird though.
Yeah, well, I'm there very early. In fact, I'm there before the doors even open. And every morning I have my Iron Bird cup. I walk up to the door and I jiggle the handle and they're like, oh, it's 7:03. And they totally didn't even open the store yet.
It's that guy again. Open the door.
Yeah. Wednesdays and Fridays. Anyways, Megan, what would be your number 3 thing to order at a coffee shop?
Number 3. Oh, wow.
So we'll go reverse order.
Right. Okay. My number 3 thing.
Megan's not prepared.
Yeah, I mean, this is stressful. I was thinking of my number 1.
Oh, you go in reverse order.
Right, because I was thinking of the thing I order the most, but obviously that would be, people want to wait for that. Yeah, so you, we're going to go to number three right now. You know, actually, it really depends on what coffee shop I'm at. Are we going Starbucks or are we going Ironbird?
At all coffee shops.
Okay. Probably a breakfast item, probably a bagel.
Okay, number bagel. Three. Have you had the strawberry bagel at the Grind?
Oh, I love the Grind's strawberry bagels.
So good.
Dave, also, Fresno Bagel Company. Great. Excellent. Strawberry bagels.
Dave, your number three?
My number three would probably be the caramel apple cider at Starbucks.
That is excellent.
It's really good.
Have you ever had the caramel apple cider without caramel?
No. What's the point of that?
If you guys could see his facial expressions, it was as if it didn't even exist. Like, you can't have an apple cider without caramel.
I think it would
caramel.
Just be called apple
why
cider.
Why would you do that?
For some reason, I enjoy it without the caramel, but I do love Starbucks apple cider.
It is quite good.
It is excellent. I would say number three thing that I like to order at a coffee shop would go along the lines with you is a breakfast item. Mm-hmm. I do like the strawberry bagels, but I'm a big muffin fan.
Oh, okay.
And I really enjoy ordering a muffin, especially muffins are great. At a place called Eddie's Bakery, they have fantastic muffins there.
I've never even heard of that. The Grind has great muffins.
It's over by John's Incredible Pizza.
I've never been there either.
Oh my God.
What would be your number two,
I think
Megan?
We should take this podcast on the road next time.
John's Incredible Podcast.
Absolutely. John's Incredible Spoutcast.
That's right.
My number two.
What's your number two?
My number two is just the version of the drink I usually always get, and it's an iced white mocha.
Iced white
now,
mocha.
Now, on certain days, that is my number two, because the hot is, I mean, I don't want to give it my number one, but,
yeah.
You know, the iced drink, I really enjoy. I really love that. I will say there is a tie.
So you would be a good scrapper, because you like ice.
Exactly. Yeah, I would be a great scrapper. Way to bring that full circle. Here's the thing. There are three coffee shops that I frequent. Starbucks. Okay. Ironbird and the Grind.
Okay.
Those are the three like main ones I go to.
I think those are the only three in Fresno.
There are other places. I don't know if you've ever lived downtown.
I know some other places.
There are other places. Okay. Cafe Corazon. There's lots.
I know of other places.
Thank you. So the reason, at Ironbird, that's not what I meant to say. At the Grind, I love their ice white mochas. Mm-hmm. That's my grind drink.
Okay.
Is the ice white mocha. At Starbucks, I really like white mochas as well, but I also like their black iced tea with three pumps of classic sweetener and two pumps peppermint. Try it. Don't knock it till you try it, because it's bomb. So there's that.
.com.
Number two. That's for me.
Can you top that number two, Dave?
Wow. That's really hard to follow. That's not
yeah.
Really fair.
That's okay. I'm used to that.
Number two, I would have to go with blueberry muffin or some
Muffin.
Some other kind of muffin.
Eddie's Bakery, best blueberry muffins in town.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Mm. You're a muffin guy, though.
That's not their actual slogan. It's just...
Yeah.
But you're great at slogans, Christian.
Are you a poppy seed muffin guy?
I guess. I like blueberry probably better, though.
Do you like Costco's blueberry muffins?
Yeah.
So good,
who
right?
Doesn't?
Giant, big fatty ones?
Oh, yeah, gosh. Awesome. So good. That was good number two. That was, you know, my number three. Me and Dave were just very similar, okay?
Our number three was the same, Christian.
I said muffins, you said bagels.
Well, you said breakfast item at first.
Okay, well, muffins would be it.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, my number two to order, this is actually a drink as well. Okay, this is going to sound pretty bland and boring, but if I was at a coffee shop or the Grind per se, I just like to order a tea. Grind has a blueberry tea that's very delicious. But if I'm at Starbucks, I just order a standard, like, whatever tea sounds good that day. I usually get one called, like, Blossom something, Blossom Hill. I don't know. One Tree Blossom Hill. That's a television show. Like standard tea. So it's kind of boring and bland, but I usually will order a tea. Although Starbucks teas are very, very hot. Not like as in attractive, but as in like they're just really hot. Megan, what is your number one?
I have no idea how to follow that answer.
Yes.
Well, I also like hot drinks.
Mm-hmm. As far as like temperature hot.
Right. And my number one drink would have to be the white mocha from Ironbird Cafe.
This is a very good drink.
In a cup for here. Because remember I when love we talked about, latte art.
Remember
I think
when
it's
we talked
great.
About Andrew File?
Yes.
He's gotten the white mocha before, I believe.
Well, I have actually seen Andrew there at Ironbird I'm there. Many times, actually. You know, the number one person I run into at Ironbird, and I don't know if this is blowing his cover, but AP. I see him everywhere.
Oh, he's there a lot. Yeah.
Always. Everywhere.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Because
he works down
there. If you want to see good people, go to Ironbird Cafe.
That is right.
That's my plug for Ironbird. Drink up.
That's their motto.
Yeah. Eddie says, oh, we have the best blueberry muffin in town, and Ironbird is...
See good people and drink up or something.
Something
like that.
Like that.
Yeah, right. I'm obviously not as good at you as you are at slogans.
You're getting there.
Right, thanks.
Dave, you're number one.
Grande White Mocha.
Grande White Mocha. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're the same white mochas.
It's hard to beat that.
Really is. But I find that Starbucks's white mocha is a little bit too sweet in comparison to the Ironbird's mocha, white mocha, because it's a little less sweet, which I sort of like better.
See, I'm a fan of like the sweeter, the better.
Oh, the sweeter, the better?
I'm from the South, though, so sweet tea, you know.
Yes. Have you ever had McDonald's sweet tea?
I think it's gross.
I don't think I have.
You think sweet tea is gross? Or you think McDonald's sweet tea?
No, I don't like McDonald's sweet tea. Oh. But that's because I lived in Virginia and I had some real authentic sweet tea, and there's nothing that compares.
Mm-hmm. All right. My number one thing I like to order at a coffee shop. This is not going to blow any of your guys' minds, but I actually really enjoy a hot white mocha.
No way.
So, wow. Yeah. Oh, looks like the white mocha has taken over Fresno.
And honestly, like, I don't know. There's not really a plate. I don't feel like anywhere I go, their white mochas are any better than the next. Like, I enjoy them all the same. The only thing is I actually, most of the time, don't drink regular milk. I like soy milk in my white mocha. So that would be the only difference between all of us here. And I don't like it iced either. Sorry. But I'm a big fan of the white mocha. I will order it most anywhere. Yeah. The only problem is it gets kind of expensive.
It does.
About $3.50, $3.75.
Yeah.
So I just go with the regular black most of the time. But white mocha, dang. We should all hang out at Ironbird sometime.
We should be friends.
That's right. We should do a podcast together.
Oh, perfect.
If only there was a way.
Yeah,
if only you knew my name.
I feel like honestly so bad about that, but I'm laughing it off because I'm going to go home and tell Lacey, and I'm going to be very upset at myself.
And she's probably going to be really sad for you.
She is going to be really sad for you. She's a tough critic on the show because sometimes I say the words like or or I sniff or things like that. So she points all that out, and she's going to go, you called her Sarah! No,
your
know.
Wife has a deep voice.
That's a crazy voice.
You called her Sarah!
I never heard Lacey talk that way.
You ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit where he's like, you like, take some fries and he's
lay
like, jeez, these fries are good. Lay off, man, I'm starving. Anyways, Dave, thanks for coming in today and kind of sharing about residency a little bit. If no you want to sign up for a next year of residency, you guys will be out of the program in May. And so the next program actually starts in September. Mm-hmm. If you want to sign up for the next residency program, you can go to thewellcommunity.org and you actually will click the words get involved on the website and then you'll select residency. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll put a link for that in the show notes for the day. But ultimately, it's just wellcommunity.org. Click get involved, select residency, and you guys would both be huge fans of it, correct?
Yeah, I would recommend it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And honestly, like, you guys will carry this knowledge this is like seminary type knowledge, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I got to go to residency. I'm actually more into going to academy.
Yeah.
Because what's the difference?
Well, that's a plug for the next show, Christian.
Sorry. Well, thanks for being here, Dave. I really appreciate it. And just a little quick thank you. Dave has actually helped us fix a lot of our audio issues, and he's here helping us fix some of the volume issues and some of the annoying buzz issues that we've had in the past. So,
and if Christian's voice gets high at any time, he'll lower that a little bit with all of his cool auto-tune tools.
Yes, exactly. So thanks for helping us out with that as well, because we're always trying to make the show a little bit better.
I wish we could auto-tune part of this podcast. That'd be kind of fun.
Auto-tune the podcast? There you go.
Maybe, you know, in the future we might have.
Yeah, we're always evolving. Megan. We're always spouting new ideas out of the ground.
Megan auto-tunes the news.
Perfect.
All right, Dave, thanks for being here. Next, we're going to just talk about some emails, some thank yous, and do some quick announcements from the well.
And did you lose yourself somewhere out there to get to be a star? We'll be right back.
All right, Megan, we are back and we're going to do something a little bit different this week because in the past we've read emails before we kind of do all this stuff of the show. But what we want people to do is listen to the meat of the show, kind of listen to the sermon feedback, the interview, some things to do in Fresno, and then kind of get to the emails at the end. Okay. Because I don't think that everybody cares what everybody else listens or what everybody else posts for their top three, but I really care.
And I think I do too.
Yeah. And for someone who's never listened, you totally care, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so what we do every week, Megan, just to kind of keep you up to speed, is we ask people to send in their top three. So this week we'd ask our listeners to send in their top three favorite things to buy at a coffee shop. Okay. And if you email those into
thespoutpodcast@gmail.com,
you got it. Good job.
Thank you.
And so you can email those in all week. And what we do is we'll collect everyone who's emailed in. We'll collect them in a little bit of a pot or a little hat or whatever. And we'll pull out a name and we'll go, this person every 2 weeks wins a gift card to iTunes. $10 to iTunes. Pretty sweet, right?
That's great.
That's awesome. And so we actually selected someone over the break to win $10 from iTunes. Do you want to save that person till the end or should we tell her just right now?
No, I think, oh, well, now she knows she's a girl.
Yeah.
But we should wait.
We should wait. Yeah. All right. Well, let's read some emails here. Yeah.
Do you know now that I know this, I'm going to send about 5 emails each week with the same answers
on
them.
You only get one on the hat. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Every week you didn't give us the fine print on that.
I have given the fine print in the past.
Well, you need to give it each time, Christian, because there are new listeners this time.
Everybody who listens knows that we have a frequent emailer. His name is Jeremiah Spears. And Jeremiah, he doesn't talk like a normal human being. He kind of has different voices that he does. He hasn't hit puberty yet, so his voice kind of changes over time. And so I read his voice as though I would, I'm reading as him. Makes sense?
Oh, perfect, yeah.
So he says, "Hey, guys, I've really been enjoying your Spoutcast. I look forward to it every week." And then he goes, "Here's my top three places I'd like to visit," which is what we did last week. We did top three places we'd like to visit. And his number three was, number three. I'll cut the accent. All right. I'll cut it.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you feel is necessary.
Number three is Africa. That's where one place he'd like to visit. And then he wrote for his number two. And I like this. I like where he went here. Number two, he wrote Africa. And number one, he wrote Africa.
Wow.
And he said, "We have some kids we sponsor in different parts of Africa, and we would love to go meet them face to face."
I thought you were going to drop the accent.
Why are you always giving me a hard time?
Well, I mean,
every
I'm just saying.
Segment, you give me a hard time. You give me dirty looks.
Sorry, Dave. I mean, Christian.
Oh, let me read another email here. Actually, you want to read one of your emails?
Yeah, I do. There's one I actually really like here. So I'm going to save that for
you
end.
Can save.
Okay. I actually don't know how to pronounce this person's last name.
Well, just pretend.
That's kind of weird. I feel bad. I don't actually like when people do that because my last name is difficult to pronounce. And so
is your first name. That's why I call you so.
Right. Some people just have issues with my name.
Right. It's pretty hard. So.
Okay. So Michael Rulis? Rayless?
Rulis.
Rulis.
Whatever.
Rulas. I don't know.
We'll call
Michael,
him,
you have a great name.
Yeah, we'll call him Michael.
Michael, great name.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Top three places I would most like to visit. 3, Germany.
Wow,
2, Argentina.
There you go.
1, Costa Rica.
Dang, dang.
I really enjoy the podcast. Keep it up.
Psh, that was a nice. I love when people compliment
it. We're going to keep on keeping on.
You as listeners should let us know what you think of Megan as a fill-in for Sarah, because honestly, like, Sarah and I, you know, we're going to be gone here and there, and, you know, it'd be nice to have someone to fill in every once in a while, right? Would you want to take that job, accept that job?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Shouldn't we wait for listener feedback?
We should.
What if they hate me?
That they could potentially hate me.
Right, and then we really wouldn't want me on the show, because you guys would lose listeners fast.
We could.
Yeah.
Let's read another email here. This email is from Jessie Wilson, who was on the show last week. We talked to her about eating meat and supporting missions. And she said, "Hello, Christian and Sarah and Megan." She wrote that.
Right.
"I just wanted to say I had a ton of fun on the Spoutcast last week. Thanks for having me on the show. I'd also like you to know that I am an official listener and will be recommending you to all my friends. I went back and listened to the ones I've missed. So yes, all of them. Good stuff. I agree. You should have Jeremiah on the show," because we constantly say we should have Jeremiah on the show, but we haven't ever actually.
It should just be one of those running jokes where you always say you should have Jeremiah on. He's never actually on.
Yeah, I want to do that. But I also really would like to have him on because he's a cool guy. He's one of my friends. So one of these days we'll get
him. Is he going
to
do that accent though? Because I don't know that listeners would love that.
You never know what he's going to, what voice he comes out with. Okay. So
I have a few voices that I could do. Maybe next time I co-host, I should do those the whole time.
You could totally do that. Yeah. You got one more email and then we'll read off the email from the winner.
I really enjoy this email. It's from Wes Crockett and it says, number one, Napa. Number two, he's very cut and dry, this guy.
Yeah, it's real simple stuff.
Yeah. Number one, Napa. Number two, Rome. And number three, which I think this is the best, he put Pinedale. And so, Wes, if you're listening, I'm actually going to invite you.
Which is where I live, so.
Right, if you didn't know that, Christian lives in Pinedale. I'm going to actually invite Wes over to Christian's home for dinner.
Great, fantastic.
I won't actually be there, and I don't know if Christian will either, or Lacey, but you know what?
Wes, can come on over.
You go on over to Christian's house whenever you feel like it, and I'm sure Lacey and Christian would love
Wes
to make you
dinner.
Wes
gives me a, I know Wes on a personal level. We're good friends, and Wes constantly makes fun of me for living in Pinedale, so I get the joke, Wes, all right? Pinedale, you know, come on over.
Yeah, come on over and wash some cars, Wes.
Hey, bringing it back.
Yeah,
bringing it
back full circle. And then have some dinner and play wiffle ball with people in the neighborhood.
And buy some kids some ice cream.
And buy some kids some ice cream. And then, Wes, then we'll talk about you coming to Pinedale.
Now, we picked this next person to win $10 from iTunes. And so we will email you a gift certificate to iTunes. But this person's name is Samantha Davis. So congratulations, Samantha Davis. Samantha Davis, I've never met you. However, you work at Sermon Spice with Steph Pugh, who I do know. So maybe Steph turned you on to the Spoutcast. But Samantha Davis says this: I would love to visit San Jose, not California, but San Jose, Costa Rica. Tying it in with, ooh, Michael said Costa Rica, right?
Maybe they could go together.
They could, well, maybe not.
Or not. Maybe says, a big group of them.
A big group. Yeah,
yeah,
big group,
that's
of
what I meant.
She says, San Jose, Costa Rica, seeing as how I'm moving there in September. Whoa. Hey, hopefully, Samantha, you listen to the show, even though you're in Costa Rica.
That'd be awesome. We have international listeners.
Absolutely. I would love to visit the areas I'm planning to live in and serve. I'd also like to visit churches in the area. Number two is Australia. And in parentheses, she wrote beautiful country. Dude, did that guy write Australia on his?
No, he wrote Germany and Argentina.
Argentina
kind of sounds familiar.
It's the same country.
Like in Australia.
This is the same county.
Whatever.
And number three, these may be in opposite order, which I may have read wrong, but her number three is Italy. She loves the food and culture of Italy, so she'd want to visit there.
Yeah,
so Samantha,
I think that's a great choice.
We will be emailing you a gift certificate to iTunes for $10. Congratulations on winning and being our now second winner of the iTunes gift card.
And good luck in Costa Rica.
Yeah, great luck in Costa Rica.
Absolutely. And maybe no luck at all. Godspeed.
Yeah, or it could be a terrible time.
Right.
You know, let's just keep moving on here.
Right.
And so we want to give a couple quick announcements and then we'll let you guys go. But for someone who's going to be listening to the show soon, Megan, right? Because you're going to listen now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You want to know how you can find the show to download?
Absolutely, I do.
You could go to many of places, but the first thing is you could follow us on Twitter at The Spoutcast, okay? And you don't have a Twitter, do you?
I do. www.twitter.com/Meg Reed.
Why are we not
Meg
friends?
Reed.
M-E-G-R-I-E-D. I don't think I follow you.
Yeah, I don't really Twitter. I don't tweet, excuse me.
You should
me.
Add the Spoutcast because you could. There, we'll put a link to basically thewellcommunity.org's webpage, and on the front page, there's a little button that says The Spout. You click it, and you can download the episode. And there's a bunch of different links, and it'll send you to a link to Facebook, facebook.com/Spoutcast. You could also email us, and we'll email you the link, or you could just go to iTunes, and you just type in Spoutcast. You have an iPhone, correct?
I do.
And if you go into your iTunes store on there, you literally just type in Spoutcast, download, done.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know what I think is funny about this is that when we were plugging the show, I actually plugged my own Twitter.
Yeah.
And so I wonder how many followers I'm going to get in comparison to how many the show's going to get.
We don't have very many followers.
Right.
For
so, I mean, I feel bad. I kind of took away the publicity.
Yeah. Don't worry.
And I don't actually tweet, so don't follow me.
Yeah. Well, we do tweet here.
But the Spoutcast does
the Spoutcast
tweet.
Does
so
tweet.
Follow them.
And just to let you guys know, once again, we post the show every Tuesday, maybe late night on Monday, but every Tuesday. So check in at one of those websites to get the link to download the show. And we'd love to get your guys' top three kind of things you'd like to order at a coffee shop. Also, a couple of things happening at The Well are, we talked about it a little bit, but Eat Meat, support missions. That's a big thing going on. You can support people going on a mission trip. You can buy tri-tip for $40. And we'll be selling those tickets at The Well here pretty soon, but they're also on the website. You can purchase a ticket for a meal on the website. Dave came in and talked about residency. And once again, you can sign up online You just go to thewellcommunity.org. You click get involved. Then you click, you basically select residency from that drop-down menu. Last thing that I want to just kind of touch on is the I Am Jonah series. Did you enjoy the I Am Jonah series?
I really did.
Yeah, it was awesome. Sarah and I had a really good time just talking about this series, and something that I was talking with her offline is how I would like to re-listen to some of those messages as well. And what's great is The Well is putting it on a DVD.
Perfect. With all the videos, right?
Yes. And now I heard someone special is in the video.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Someone in this room, maybe?
Oh.
Nope. Are you seriously in the video or are you not? You're in the video. You were in the video.
I really was in one video, yes.
Were you in the background of the other video?
No.
Of the Office video?
No.
Okay. Never mind. So you can purchase those online here pretty soon. So if you want those, save up a couple dollars and you can buy those online, which is the I Am Jonah series, and you can get those at our website. Last thing I want to plug really fast is Serve Day, which Megan and I talked about a little bit before, but we just encourage you guys to really be intentional with the $5 that you spend, and don't just give it away to a charity, but really be intentional and invest in people, invest in community, and do that by many of the options we said here on the show, or think of a new option. And then what you could do is basically email us those things that you decide to spend the $5 on, or you could email The Well through the Serve Day website. Now, before we close, just want to do one last thing, because Megan, I remember in the beginning of the show, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you thought of a tagline we could use for The Spout. Is that correct?
Right. And you know what, Christian? I don't want to brag about this because I am not the slogan master like you are. And so I am a little intimidated by this segment right here.
That's okay. So I really would like to hear your Spout tagline.
Well, I feel like it was sort of a combined effort. Don't you remember your part?
Well, my part is... Oh, do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we'd intro the show, the music would come on, the cool 80s music, which if you know what movie that 80s music's from in the very beginning, I'll give you $5, just straight up. Anyways.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, so the 80s music comes on and we go, hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Megan.
And we're spouting off the news here at The Well.
Drink on up. Right?
Totally. See you guys next week.
Or maybe drink it up, Fresno. I don't know. Something with drink, because obviously it's a spout.
You just blew it. Let's do that again.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I got nervous.
Let's do it again. One more time. Okay. One more time. Okay. So.
Wait, which one am I saying? Drink it up or drink on up?
Drink it up.
Drink on up?
Drink it up.
Drink it up.
Drink it up.
Drink it up, Fresno. Just
drink
Fresno.
It up.
Okay. Drink it up.
All right. So.
Gee whiz.
80s music. Hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Megan.
And you. Oh, shoot. Let's do
one more
time.
One more time.
Hey, hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Megan.
And we're spouting off the news from the Well Community Church.
Drink on up. See you guys. I did it wrong. One more time. one last time. Come on. We got to do this right. We demand perfection. This is my favorite part.
Hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Megan.
And you... Shoot, I messed up.
Okay, this is it. Right here.
Hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Megan.
And we're spouting off the news from the Well Community Church.
Drink it up.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
About you all the time, and I don't need the same. It's lonely where you are, come back down, and I won't tell them your name.